When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Chad and Evan Daly with material from Chad and Evan's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
I want to start the day off with some crazy facts. All right, I'm not going to go through all of these, but there's some good ones here.
Sure.
Okay, this is some water cooler stuff. So you can go up to people today and be like, "Hey, did you know?" You can be like Cliff Clavin. There were only 26 episodes of the original Scooby-Doo.
That one I did not know. But the Mr. Bean one still shocks me. It's like 7 or 8.
Yeah, there was like very little.
Yeah.
Ancient Egypt lasted so long that ancient Egyptian archaeology was a career in ancient Egypt.
Nah, come on. Really?
Sure, why wouldn't that be? We have,
I guess it is now, too.
Yeah.
That's true.
I can totally say that one. But... Hannibal Lecter only has 12 minutes of screen time in The Silence of the Lambs.
And they're terrifying.
They are terrifying. But he's barely in it. But yet he's considered to be the main character. But he's not.
Right.
Freddy Krueger, 7 minutes in the original Nightmare on Elm Street.
It's been so long since I've watched that one that I don't remember.
Darth Vader only has 34 minutes of screen time in the original trilogy. Which, yeah. If you're 7 feet tall, you have a 1 in 6 chance of landing in the NBA.
Wow.
Which is, I guess there aren't a lot of people that are 7 feet tall, so no. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
And this one's crazy to me. This tells you the difference between a millionaire and a billionaire, all right? 1 million seconds is 12 days.
Okay.
1 billion seconds is 31 years.
That explains a lot.
That's the difference between a millionaire and a billionaire.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Like, that made me pause and just go, well, I can't believe how filthy rich some people in this world are.
When you told me that one this morning,
yeah,
or when we were talking,
yeah,
I couldn't believe it.
That one is just like, okay. And then it made me do math, and then my brain hurt.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Playoff hockey last night.
Lots of exciting games going, too. Close.
Yeah, I mean, Washington, New York, and Florida, Tampa, yeah.
Yeah, they were close.
Winnipeg, they kind of blew it in the second, and Colorado took it from there. Nashville, I mean, the Canucks are screwed without Demko. They are
Nashville look
done.
They look good. Some real nice goals.
Oh yeah, they
solid
did.
Solid play. But I called it. That's the thing, Chad.
They are done without Vancouver's done. They're done now.
You think so?
Oh yeah, write them off. I can't see them.
I don't know. You got to put trust into your backup, right? They're there for a reason too, and sometimes it gives them a chance to shine.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm okay with Vancouver fading off.
Oh, I'm totally great with that.
Yeah,
but I would just like to point out, I was right on every game last night.
Oh,
I picked New York, I picked Florida, I picked Colorado, and I picked Nashville. But I did say Vancouver to win the series.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
I mean, I hope it doesn't.
But... And after last night, I don't think Winnipeg can beat Colorado.
No. Colorado is good.
Oh, man.
They are so good.
Duh. Is it possible to see a Colorado Oilers series? Is that potentially there?
Yes, in the finals. Or semi. Yeah, like the Western final.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that would be an impressive series.
It could be. It would be really good. Colorado is just so strong. They have so many strong players.
High-flying hockey.
But tonight, three games.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, Bruins and Leafs.
Right.
Right.
That series is fun. It's always fun to watch that one.
It's getting a little boring, though, now because it's happened so many times.
Yeah, but it's still always fun. It's because I know that all the Leafs fans sit there with their butts puckered while they watch the game.
Well, you have to with that one. but tonight, I'm picking Bruins. I'm picking the Stars over the Golden Knights and Oilers over the Kings. Those are the three games.
I think the Leafs have it in them tonight. I think Dallas is going to beat Vegas. I think you're right. And I think the Kings are going to win.
And the reason why I hope the Bruins do it is because it's game one at home for the Leafs. And I want to see Leaf fans go absolutely berserk in the crowd.
And leave.
Chad and Evan Daly.
Evan, I'd like to tell you the story about Mike Black.
Oh, I'm classic Mike Black.
So Mike Black was a millionaire.
Yeah.
Before the pandemic.
Right.
All right.
Now he's picking garbage.
Well, so he decided that he was going to give away his fortune, and then he was going to start at zero, literally $0, and documented on YouTube. That
sounds like a
stupid doesn't
idea.
Take that it doesn't take money, it doesn't take privilege, it doesn't take anything like that to make $1 million within a year. He can do it just like and then everybody else can do it. Just watch how he does it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he did. And he started off by just, you know, having living on the street.
Sure.
He was homeless, didn't stay homeless for long. He did build himself up. Okay, he ended up getting to the point where he was renting a place. His experiment failed after 9 months, though, because, well, it was hard.
real hard.
He said he had some medical issues as well, but he said, he was fatigued. He was done. So how much did he end up earning?
I don't know.
$63,000 in about 9 months. So nothing to shake your head.
That's all right.
It's decent.
Yeah, like, for sure.
$63,000. So if you extrapolate that, it would probably be close to about $80,000 a year.
Yeah,
that he would be making, and
which is actually
from
a lot more than I thought.
Yeah, that's not too bad. However, he's now without money. So
that was a stupid idea.
It was like, I mean, it wasn't stupid because the thing is, though, he probably thought he'd get more clicks online. And that he would be able to make more money off the social media stuff.
Right.
And then he would, like, it wasn't that bad of a concept. Just something was off.
It was a terrible concept. If you give away all of your money, you have no money. And then you're going to try and make money.
No, it's not easy.
Just
leave it at that. You had it right when you said, if you give away all your money, you have no money.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So you just had a recent stay in a hotel.
Uh-huh.
I've got next week I'm doing a bit of traveling, staying at some hotels.
Forgot about that.
So yeah. Sorry, buddy. So I don't know what it is, if this is just like a recent thing or what, but every like second post on social media that I see is all about staying safe in hotel rooms. Since when did it become such a big concern for people breaking into hotel rooms?
Our algorithms are quite different because I have never come across that.
Maybe it's because I look up travel. I don't know what it is. But like, when did it become a major concern that people are going to break into your hotel room in the middle of the night? I've never had that concern.
Yeah, do you use the extra locks?
Of course.
Yeah, I always
do. You always do. If they supply extra locks, you use them.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't that keep, like, I'm looking, there are tips of people taking the glass from, like, the bathroom, and they're putting it on the door handle, so that if the door handle moves, the glass will fall on the ground and break, and you'll know somebody's trying to get into your room.
It could just be by accident, too. You know, they might be, this is my room.
That's exactly. And then what?
They wake you up,
and you got a broken
you.
Glass.
You got to clean that up. Analytics, you know?
walking on,
a big
broken
song.
Glass.
There's a big song.
Yeah. So I don't, like, when did we lose all trust in everybody?
I feel like it wasn't actually that long ago.
I feel like it wasn't either. I feel like pre-pandemic, we had a lot more trust in people.
Yeah. Once like 2020 hit, March 2020, All trust was gone.
It's because we got to hang out alone. And then and when we were by ourselves, we were like, geez, I'm not a very good person.
Is everybody else
like this?
Chad and Evan Daly.
So on TikTok, you can see videos of people cleaning up clubs or strip clubs and what people have left behind, you know, from the night. Every year, Uber releases items that have been left behind in their vehicles. And they actually break it down to like what people leave down on certain days, most days.
Okay.
You know, like on Mondays, people forget luggage.
Yeah.
And on Saturdays, vapes.
Vapes, yeah. I mean, cell phone would be the most common thing left in Ubers, I'm assuming.
Right. I would think so.
But, yeah.
Lots of food.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people are going out and eating, you know, and then they actually put down, too. It's like, oh, hey, I forgot a nice cheese. Feel free to keep it. Or I forgot tomatoes in there. I don't need them. Just wanted to let you know so they don't cook in the back of your vehicle.
Yeah. Well, some people get groceries in Ubers.
They do, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, here are some of the unique items that have been left behind. You know, a furry fox tail. A fake butt.
Yeah, yeah. A fake butt.
Yeah. Other items, a fart sensor. A missing engine.
Hold on.
I don't know what that is.
A fart sensor?
I guess.
That exists?
I don't know, I guess.
So it can smell, it can detect when there's what, methane gas around?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that that's
away.
What it is.
Keep that away from the studio.
A toupee? There's all sorts of different things. How about my live pet turtle?
An actual pet turtle
being left behind.
A poor turtle.
A poster of Hillary Clinton.
Weird.
Meditation crystals. Hey, you charge those things up.
Yeah, yeah.
And have a nice calm Uber, right, you're driving around.
Sure.
A paternity test.
Ooh.
WWE championship belt.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. There's all sorts of different things that people leave behind in Ubers. I don't think I've ever left anything behind.
Oh, I have. I have.
Really?
After nights of drinking? Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
My dignity.
Oh, come on.
Chad and Evan Daly.
We're in radar season, so cops will be pulling people over. It's, you know, it's summer travel season ahead of us. When you get pulled over, what's your tactic? What do you do?
Like,
do you admit guilt?
No. Never. Okay. Never. You shouldn't do that.
That's what I've been told. I often do. Sometimes I'm not even realizing I'm doing it. Like when they come up to you and they say, "Do you know why I pulled you over?" I'm always like, "Oh yeah, I was speeding."
Right.
I'm like, "Yeah, yeah, no, I was speeding." I feel like they already know. But I always laugh, especially when you see these videos online of people pushing back at traffic stops. Mm. Well, actually, the law states this. No, you're not going to win an argument at the window. You're not.
Right.
Like, you'll win an argument in court. You're just wasting your time at that point, right?
I don't know. I think some pushback. Not pushback. Depends on how you approach it, I think, too.
If you're nice about it, like, if that's one thing. At a traffic stop, you should always be cordial and nice.
So the last time I got a ticket, they said I ran a stop sign.
They said.
They did, and I didn't.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
He was really far away to see.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I said, okay, well, fine, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I know I stopped. I'll take it, so I'll see you in court.
Uh-huh.
And then I forgot about court, and I was out hunting, and I ended up having to pay the ticket. So I went to my first court appearance, and then I didn't go to the second one, and paid it the night before, and so anyway.
I'm so happy that you're responsible.
I had to take care of it, right? But listen, I had this hunting trip planned.
No, I get
it. So I'm going to go do that.
Plans are plans.
Well, that's just it. Would have cost me more to cancel the hunting trip than I would have to pay the ticket, right?
Yes, yes.
So that was already planned.
You
so I have to do that.
A very reasonable human being.
But I haven't been pulled over for speeding in a long time.
No, I get
a couple weeks ago. A couple weeks ago, the old battle axe was pulled over.
Oh, yeah.
She was behind me.
Oh, so she didn't hear about that at all.
What? Oh yeah, no. And she was let off with a warning,
of course,
the officer said, "Oh, make sure you tell Evan what happened because my name's on the registration." And but he said he's like, "We're actually testing out a new radar system."
Uh huh.
So I pulled you over, because you were speeding a little bit more than what your husband was going. Oh. She said I was in front. And he's like, we're going to go to the number one and catch people going 150.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Perfect.
Chad and Evan Daly.
With the cost of living going up, many people are starting to change their lifestyle. Some people have figured out that it's actually cheaper to live on a cruise ship than it is to just live in their apartment in like New York or LA or Vancouver or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's what they're doing. They're all shipping out to sea, and they're going on these 100-day cruises or more.
Why not?
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, you're all your food's included, your on Wi-Fi, these, not on all your of bills. Them, though. Well, for a lot of them, but, most of them.
Yeah.
But there's this one guy. His name is Mario Salcido, I think is his name. And he's been living on cruise ships for the last 26 years.
What?
Yeah.
He figured this out long before other people did.
A long, long time ago. And he says that everything is well and good, and it's a lifestyle that he loves. However, there's one thing that he has a problem with.
What's that?
Walking on dry land.
I bet.
They said that he's been on a cruise ship for so long that when he actually goes on normal land, he gets sick and queasy. And he has
sick.
He has sea legs, and he has permanent sea legs now. So whenever he goes on land, he said he feels like a fish out of water.
That's I believe that.
Yeah, I'm interested. I've got a cruise like later on this year that we're doing, and I'm interested to see if I think I'm going to get horribly seasick.
I think you will too. I really do.
You're supposed to be like, no Chad, everything will be good.
You strike me as the type that like on a hot trip on a catamaran, it's like, oh, I gotta close my eyes.
One day, one time I did. One time we were on a catamaran, and I spent the entire ride. Now we went several years. The one year I spent the entire catamaran ride puking overboard
because of a hangover.
I said it was because I'm seasick, but everybody else says it was because I drank a whole pile of tequila the night before.
Admit it.
Yeah, I was super hungover.
Chad and Evan Daly.
So the year was 1999, Chad.
It was a good year, yeah.
Great year.
Good year.
Great year.
Will Smith with the Millennium.
What an album that was. Oh. I remember driving around in a yellow Mustang listening to that one.
With the Wild Wild West.
Was that one on there?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
I think.
But that year, the Blair Witch Project came out.
That's right.
That was a great movie.
Yeah, because
everyone thought it was real.
It was real.
It wasn't.
And people were getting motion sick in theaters because of all the shoddy camera work.
That's right.
And that girl, she had the snot coming from her nose and in an extreme close-up.
Standing in the corner.
Oh,
that ending.
Don't even get me going.
That ending.
Yeah.
So they shot that on a shoestring budget, as they say.
Like 10 each, grand.
Each of the people, they used their real names in it, too. Uh-huh. Yeah. They each made $300,000 from a buyout of their ownership points on the film, which went on to gross $248 million worldwide.
They lost that.
Yeah. So today, that would be $464 million.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So now they're talking about reviving the Blair Witch series. They had the Blair Witch 2.
Yeah,
it wasn't very good.
Because by then we knew it wasn't real.
Yeah, yeah. And so now they're talking about, Lionsgate is talking about, hey, let's revive this. Let's reintroduce this to a new generation.
I hope the original cast is like, pay up, sucker.
Well, they want money. But here's the thing. Why should they get money? They took a buyout of $300,000. They just want that their money's gone. Just like that guy that we talked about earlier today that had that $1 million or whatever and gave it all away.
Yeah.
These guys, they sold it. Sold off their rights, $300,000. Should have stuck around.
I suppose you're right.
Right?
But I would like to think that if I messed up like that, I would get millions of dollars.
Yeah. Well, that's like not buying into the lottery at work. It's like, well, I should still get some. It's like, no, you didn't buy in. Too bad. Speaking of which, I owed Denise money for the week's last week's lottery. So,
because we didn't win.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Evan Daly. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app, and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Evan, weekdays from 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station, 104.9 The Wolf.